Today's Chazar is Daf Chavchesim and Aleph. Starts with the Hemshech of the Sugya of Chavzayin and Mibbeis. We had two Lashonis, right? We had the first Lashon, and Basra and Bechanan said, Zor Shesidus Mrocha Chayiv. A Zor that was Mesad Mrocha is Chayiv for the Avodas Zor. So there's three possibilities, right? You can have that there's no problem with Zor altogether. And merely four, right? They can have there's no problem with Zor altogether. They can have there's a din lechatchila to have a kain. You can have it's a ikuv, but there's not chayiv misa, and then you have chayiv misa, right? That's the right. So he says chayiv misa, and Abzeir's kasha was in the first lashon that since the avodas ksheira b'layla, see the merachas ksheira b'layla, it can't be psula bizarre. So how he said that's a shayla. As Reb Zeir is saying, it's a shayla halacha, is sidah maracha, there's no din kain, or there's no din kain li'kuva al kopanim. Or no, Tais Hashanim sounds like, even in the first lashon, it says, mi uzar vadi muzar aleh, d'ksiv tzavis arein, ha'davach aminim b'psul misa, b'psul misa. What does it mean, b'psul misa? Sounds like a misa. I know, I said, so, what do you mean, so, also? Not so clear, right? What was the, right? The Rambam Lamaisa Paskins that see the Merach is Ma'akiv Kain, right? The Shal is, how does he Paskin? So I want to say he's Paskin like the second Lashon, which the second Lashon is clearly talking about Misa, but the Kesef Misha says, no, even the first Lashon, no, the issue was Misa, not whether it's Ma'akiv. Right, that was the announcements of the Tais Hashanim, right? But good, that's the first shayla, right? And what was Abzeri's kash in the first lashon? It's an avodas laila. So Gemara discusses if it's an avodas laila, right? And then the Gemara discusses, right? The Gemara brings a raya from the Mishnah here in the third parak that since it says tsuru megiyas mashkita, it sounds like that it is a Vaidus Laila, right? I mean, that's Shnei Gizriyetzim, sorry, Shnei Gizriyetzim. Why change it to Shnei Gizriyetzim? That's why I change it to Rabbi Yechanan said, Shnei Gizriyetzim is Chayiv Misa. And that the Gemara has a discussion, Shnei Gizriyetzim is Chayiv Misa, so why wouldn't it need a pious? The Gemara says, it doesn't need a pious. And then the Gemara is discussing that Hanacha, if you think you need Chayiv Misa for a pious, so why is it pious by Shechita? Because it's Tchilas Aveda, that Shkita was very special to them, right? And you have Avedas Laila of Evarim Upadarim, but that's Sefer Avedas Yomama, and Shumas Adashim, and Shumai Seshayim, that's the Gemara, right? That was all the first Lashon. And the second Lashon starts the same way. Avasi and Bechan, it says, Zor Shesidah Maracha is Chayav Misa. In Ketzer, Ois, the Parka, V'chayz, V'sejah, Parka, Zor, V'sejah, Kain, right? And now they get the army. And there Rashi speaks out, the sky of Misa. Right? Of course, could be Psula Bazar. Right? Kabbalah is Yeshachar Aveda. And Kabbalah, that's the Mishnah in the beginning of the second paragraph of Zvachim. Right? Kabbalah is Psula Bazar. We had that before. We Krivum, Kabbalah Velch Mitzvah's Kain, and that's Ma'akiv. And of course, there's a right? Psula Bazar here. He used the same words. But Psula Bazar here certainly means the sky of Misa. This Rashi didn't say it earlier. That's why it could be Rashi held earlier that it was. The issue was Bechlal if it's Psula Bazar. But here, Rashi says, clearly it's Chayiv Misa. And that it wouldn't be Chayiv Misa. And that was the Gemara earlier. When you remember that, the Gemara earlier, the Gemara says, Ela Mayata, Zar Shesidim Rachi is Chayiv. So the Gemara says, this afterwards, Shnei Gzir Yitzim. Right? So it's not an Aveda Tam, it's Aveda Shesha Chayal Aveda. Right? So now, the question is the next Gemara, right? That the Gemara actually takes out the next three lines of Gemara. Because on Abzeir, again, the Gemara has the Kasha Vervarim Bupadarim. Sev Aveda Dimamu, Verchumus Adashin, Tchilz Aveda Dimamu. Dame Bechan on Kiddish and Shumus Adashin, Lamachin, Sakhla Kaddish, Kiddish, Tchilz Aveda. Right? That's all very good for the first lashon where Abzeir's objection was instead of Avodas Laila, so you have a kasha. The first one was also Avodas Laila. Pes is not. It's a safe avodas yamama. Shmuel says it's also an avodas laila. It's not. It's a tchilas avodas yamama, which has a shaila if it is or it isn't. But here, that wasn't the objection. Here, the objection was it's yesh achrei avoda. Evar mepdaim is ein achrei avoda. Shmuel zedeshin is ein achrei avoda. Right? That's where Rashi takes it out completely. And Taisus doesn't want to take it out. And Taisus was muching that the issue if Seidim Aracha would be Yesh Achrei Avedam is if you could say that the Seidim Aracha was Laila Avedam, the Shnei Gzirim was a Yom Avedam, so that would make it be Ais Yesh Achrei Avedam. So Mar did proof to that because the Evarim and Pedarim have afterwards Chumas and Eshem, the Taisus the Evarim and Pedarim are done. It could be done by night, but they start by day, and Shumas Deshin only starts by night. The Gemara says, no, it's more. It's Mamish and Avedis Yahim. It's a safe Avedis Yahim. And similarly with Shumas Deshin and Etzah Sedeshin, that Etzah Sedeshin would be called a safe of Shumas Deshin. We said, no. Shumas Deshin is a Tchilas Avedis Yahim, so therefore it has no Shachas to Avedis Sedeshin, to the Etzah Sedeshin. That's Barach. And what exactly this verse are, but that's Baruch HaTaisus wants to live. But anyway, but the Ikakasha was, it's not an Aveda Tama. So the Gemara says, Eli Yitmer Hachi Yitmer, Amr Asi Yitmer Bechan and Zoy Shasi the Shnei Gzir Eitzim Chai Fel of Aveda Tama. That's an Aveda Tama. Right? So there the question was, the Chiddush of Bechan, and we had this earlier, that the Shnei Gzir Eitzim maybe is not called an Aveda Tama because you still need the Sidi Revar. Or maybe the Sidi Avarim is a different thing. There's an Avodah of setting up the fire on the Mizbech, which ends with the Shnei Gzir Eitzim. Then putting the Avarim on it is a different Avodah. It's Avodah being marked the Avarim. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan says. So Gemara says, Masu Rav Elam Yata Tiboyi Pais. If you're going to say it's an Avodah Shechai Misach, you need a Pais. So Gemara says, Voi Boyi Pais. It does need a Pais. V'tanya Misha Zachar B'chum Mizadesh and Yizkev B'sidi Shnei Gzir Eitzim. So it does need a pious. But Achi Kama Yifayis Lo B'fnei Atzma. Right, in this Lashin, because in other Lashin they were talking about Avedis Laila, Avedis Yayim, so he says Ishtemitze, because there are plenty of Avedis Yayims that don't have a pious B'fnei Atzma. But here Rav is saying an Avedis that's Chayiv Misa, an Avedis Tama, you're calling an Avedis Tama, shouldn't be enough to include it in the pious of Jumas Adeshin. She needs its own pious. So the Gemara says, the Memra, the Avodah Tama v'zor chayav l'mis the boy pious, ain zor chayav l'mis the loy boy pious. So you're going to say that pious is dependent on the fact that it's Avodah Tama and zor chayav misa, very shchita, shchita, where's the shani shchita? The tchilas avodah d'yamama. Shchita is tchilas avodah d'yamama. Right? So then, right, now that's it's a little bit schwer, because what about Zrika? Right, Zrika needs a pious, and it's not an Avodah that's Chayav Misa. No, Zrika is, sorry, Zrika is, no, Zrika is good. Shechita Zrika is good. Everything's good. What about Disha Mizbech, Apnimi, and Disha Menar? That's a little bit schwer. That's a little bit schwer. Yeah, so Taisus talks about it. Taisus says it like a Tchila of the Ketairis and the Menar, but that's also a little bit schwer. The Menar itself is not an Avodah. Said it to answer the kasha, but okay, good. That's the Gemara. Then Rashi takes out the next part also, because the Gemara says lemeim the vayde tama by pais v'shocha vayde loy pais v'evarim u'pedarim. And again, what's evarim u'pedarim? Evarim u'pedarim isn't a vayde tama. And my answer is seif vayde diyamami. Now chumas adeshim mishamais shahayim. Right, those things are a vayde tama. Chumas adeshim. The only reason why it's not chayim misa is because it's a vayde siluk. Right, so again, Rashi takes out these lines again. He says they were borrowed from the first Lashim, where the issue was Avedis Laila, Avedis Yayim. But here the issue was Avedis Tama. Evarim Tarim is a bona fide Avedis Tama, and so is Chumas Adeshin. Why couldn't possibly ask this Kasha? And like we said, Taisus somehow gets the Avedis Tama to be mixed with the Avedis of the night. Avam Azuchi Vitaim Ravashi, Afananam Yitanino. Mazuchi said, or Avashi said, so here it's a raya, not a kasha. Why? Because here we're not discussing if it's an Avedis Laila. Here we're only discussing if it's an Avedis Sheshachre Aveda. So if a keret, if shnei gizri eitzim is an avodas laila, that would indicate that it's an avodah tama. But even Rashi is masking to that svarim, so then the evarim aren't considered a hemshech to that avodah, because this is avodas laila, this is avodas yom. So avanan amitanina that it is a avodah tama. And why? Because since it's an avodas laila, it makes an avodah tama. And the Mishnah says, they made a big deal. Is man shkita coming? Did it come? Vilus man tzidik v'yitzim like tani. We didn't say it's man tzidik. Vaisa is gives v'yitzim is avodas yom. Is avodas laila. I mean, right. So in this lashon, avodas laila could be chayiv misa. That's okay. The first lashon it can. The second lashon it could. The only thing that can't be chayiv misa is avodas yeshuah avodas. So since it's an avodas laila, and the yeshuah avodas is an avodas yom, that would make it that it's not considered yeshuah avodas. And that the Gemara says, "Hachd lesa tekanta katani, hachd isle tekanta lekatani." If it doesn't have any etza, the shkita, really etzim, or has to be done by yayim. And since it has to be done by yayim, it's not called an avodah tama. But the reason why they didn't make a big deal, shekizu etzim, is in case they made a mistake. Just take it off, put it back on. It's not a problem. Hashem the tamid. If you make a mistake, you shach the tama yayim. To seal the base of shefa, that they didn't want to do. Let's see the Mishnah. Amla Mamamuna, and Rashi again says, who has gan? And Taisus earlier said the Mamuna is not the gan. Right? The Mamuna is the Mamuna. Skan is a special appointment. It's a skan kain gadol. He had his job. A Mamuna is a different thing. That's what Taisus says. Rashi says the Mamuna is a skan. Tsuru Megiyas Manashkita. Go out and see if it's a Giyas Manashkita. When you go out, Rashi is going to a high place, on a wall or on a roof. If it takes a reach, the Raya, I'm a Barkoi. The Raya said, Barkoi is a light. Masi ben Shmuel Aymer, Ne'ir, Bnei Kol HaMizrach Ad Shebechevren, Vuhu Aymer Hain. Right, the Gemara talks about, what's Vuhu Aymer Hain? Who said Hain? Right, who said Eir, Bnei Mizrach Ad Shebechevren, who said Hain? Right, what happened there? Right, it also is an interesting thing which the Tais Hashanim brings in, that Rashi and Menachah says that Masi ben Shmuel was a Mamuna. He was a Mamuna on the Payasais. So when it's his job to go and see when it's a year Zman Shechita, he would say, hey, Pnei Kol HaMizrach Ad Shebechevren. Right? A little bit shreya like Tais Hashanim says, so what's the Hu Amr Hain would clearly mean the other people saying Hain, the Gemara is a Shaila, who said the Hain. But Simar says, "V'lam hotshuch l'kach." And why do they need to do this? So Parshat Pshat, Rashi's Pshat in the Mishnah is that there is no machlokes as to when this Zman Shkita's atonement is, and also Rashi indicates that there was no takana about it. Heyer Pnei Mizrach is a lois hashachar. That's the Zman. Right? There's a chitzad. There's a discussion achrayim, like I mentioned in the regular shiur. Right? Is there such a thing called Alaysa Shachar and another shiur called Heir ben Mizrach? Now Heir ben Mizrach, of course, it doesn't mean like like the sun's already. I'm saying it doesn't mean the sun's coming up. It doesn't mean the sun's about to come up. Right? You know, a little a drop of astronomy. Right? When the Alaysa Shachar, the Gemara calls it Dalad Milim before Neitzachama. Right? Neitzachama is when the sun is visible. When you see the sun coming from the horizon, the way we see the sun, when you look to the east, you see the sky meeting the ground. That's what you see. That's called the horizon. You could see the sky meeting the ground. Right? That's how you look at it. The sky is like a dome, and it meets the ground. That's how visibly it looks to us. Right? And then the sun comes up where that comes like seems to be coming out of the ground onto the sky that's meeting the ground. That's called sunrise, right? Sunrise is usually defined as when even a mashu of the sun is up. You don't need the entire ball of the sun to be up to be called sunrise. Neitzachama means when you could see any part of the sun. What's a leisa shachar? Way, way before, there's some light coming from the sun. Right? Before sunrise, it starts getting light. And after sunset, it takes time until it gets dark. Right? So, there is a time when there's absolutely no light. When there's a drop of light, which you could only see by staring at the horizon, right, at that place where the earth and sky seem to be meeting. If you stare at the horizon, you could see a drop of light. As soon as you could see a little bit of light, that's a Leis HaShach, and that's a Shaila, right? Because that's not Heir HaMizrach. Heir HaMizrach means it's more than just a point of light, it's a line. When you see a line of light, right, when you see the bottom line of the horizon, you see a discernible line of light, that's Heir HaMizrach. And that could be Heir HaMizrach, Leis HaShach is interchangeable, right? But could be no. Could be Leis HaShach is ready when there's a point, and Heir HaMizrach means when there's a line. And there was a takana, we call kachlama, that's how the Rambam learns. We call kachlama means why do they have to wait for Heir HaMizrach? Why isn't Leis HaShach good enough? Because it is this incident. Rashi is learned the way. Rashi is kachlama means why do they send somebody up on a roof and that shine? You know what I'm saying? Just make a good estimate. There it says, Shepamach HaSalamara Levana. One time the moon went up. They thought that it was Heir HaMizrach. And they shechted the Tamid and they brought it to the base of Sefer because it was possible when they realized that they shechted it by night. Right? Now the Gemara explains that couldn't, we'll see in the Gemara, that couldn't have possibly have happened on Yom Kippur. Because when the moon rises around the time of sunrise at the end of the month. At the end of the month, shortly before the moon disappears, then the moon's rising would be shortly before the. At the beginning of the month, the moon already sets shortly after sunset, and then it rises after sunrise, and you don't see it again. But at the end of the month, it's coming around to the other side of the sun, so then it will rise before sunrise. So we'll see that in the Gemara. Yeah, I think. Anyway, then, now the Gemara is going to Yom Kippur. Read the Kayagadol Leves Tefillah. The first step in Avodas Yom Kippur, is the first thing, is they bring the Kayagadol to where he has to be. Tevil, it's a Klal B'Mikdash, Kol HaMesech is Raglav, someone who goes after the Kavim G'daylim. Mesech is Lashon of Ilan, that's Mesech, protecting a cover, a protective cover. Tan Tvila. He needs Tvila. Call Matamayim. And someone who's Matamayim, Meriglayim. Tan Kiddushadayim, Meriglayim. From the Kiev. Okay.